Welcome to Your Personal Power Pod, a podcast about aligning yourself with the life you want. And here are your hosts, Sandy Abel and Shannon Young.
Shannon, how are you today?
Hi, Sandy. Happy Saturday morning to you.
Well, thank you. And you too. And I am so excited for so many reasons. We're starting season 3. Can you believe that?
No.
Yes. Incredible. We have so many wonderful listeners that we just keep on going. Today is a very fun topic about positive things. And I always like to do that.
Yes.
So it's all good. How about you?
I'm well. I also like today's topic. We're talking about attitude, gratitude, and the power of appreciation.
Right.
And I feel like we talk about being grateful a lot. That's because truly it is key to living a wonderful life. But finding different ways to fit it into your life can be really helpful instead of just, you know, saying every day or every night before I go to bed, I'm going to look at the things that I'm grateful for. That's wonderful. And I wholeheartedly support that.
Absolutely.
But being able to weave it into the rest of your day can enhance your world in ways you haven't thought of yet. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yes. And as you find your gratitude and appreciation and pay attention to your attitude, you will claim your personal power.
Yes.
Because once you get deep down inside and find the joy, that's where the power comes from. Let's do it.
So let's talk about attitude. What is your attitude?
Attitude reflects your thoughts and beliefs and can actually affect how you feel and behave.
Mm-hmm.
When you choose to have an attitude of gratitude, it will positively impact your life and the lives of those around you. If you choose to have a negative attitude, that will negatively impact the people around you as well as yourself. An attitude is something that you learn often from when you're a very small child. Your family may have an attitude about something, believe something is good or bad, and then react to that in different ways. You grow up with that. You may not even be aware of it. Or you might create your own attitudes as you get older. Your thoughts and beliefs about something or someone, including yourself, which is really important to pay attention to. It impacts how you live your life.
It does. I like to think of your attitude as the way you approach life, that everything you believe and think about the world then funnels into the way you interact with the world.
Exactly. Well put.
Even though you may have a particular attitude, that doesn't mean that it isn't changeable. You can certainly change those attitudes. They form through direct experience, family and social influence, formal education, sometimes conditioning processes. Social media can affect your attitude, assumptions and observations, but you can challenge all of those or just decide in this moment, I don't want to approach the world this way anymore. I want to change it.
And that is the most important thing, to be aware that you have the power to identify and change your attitudes if they're not serving you well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to know there are two kinds of attitudes. There's the explicit attitudes, which you're consciously aware of. They influence your behaviors and beliefs, and you let them do that because you make choices based on those. But then there's the implicit attitudes that are unconscious, and you may not even be aware that you have those. Once in a while, you might do something and go, oh, where did that come from? Where's that thought? I didn't know I had that thought. And then that's wonderful because then you can look at it and see if it works and you want to keep it, or if it's something that maybe doesn't fit the adult you've become.
Yes, being aware of the problem is the first step in changing the problem.
Always, always. Yes. If you don't know it's there, it's really hard to change.
Do you have an example of a time that you recognized an attitude that wasn't serving you and changed it?
I used to have a lot of attitudes about myself.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have very strong self-esteem, and I thought nobody ever wanted to hear what I had to say, and nobody was ever going to like me, and all of that stuff. I got a little defensive about other people because I felt they were going to judge me negatively. Once I realized I had that, then I looked at the validity and said, oh, wait a minute, that's not true. This person and this person and this person are all my friends. They like me the way I am. Maybe that attitude of needing to be defensive and fearing people and maybe judging them because I'm afraid they're going to judge me, I can let that go.
That's powerful.
So what about you?
It's much less of a grand example than that, but I distinctly remember a morning probably 20 years ago when I had one of those mornings that it makes you just want to go back to bed. Everything went wrong from the get-go, right. And I woke up late, dogs were crazy, things were broken, and like nothing was going well. And I was just in this funk. And I remember having this really small voice in the back of my head say, do you want to do this all day? Because if you claim this now and say, I'm having a crappy day, you will have a crappy day.
Exactly.
And I remember going, I don't have the energy to have a crappy day all day. So I'm going to end it now.
Yes.
The bad part of the day, and just said, okay, it's not been great so far, but that's over now. The rest of the day will be awesome. And that was so powerful because it was.
Yes, of course.
Things righted themselves immediately. And I found that I had the power to do that. It's not like I haven't had days that started out like that since then. Being able to just shift the focus and say, uh-huh. Yep, that's a thing that happened, but it's not happening anymore. Now this is happening. And then moving forward in a positive vein. It's so cool. It's so powerful.
Absolutely. Oh, that's a beautiful example. And yes, your attitude changed.
Yes.
Your attitude about this is an awful day became this is a wonderful day. And that was a conscious choice.
Key to cementing that change is then being grateful for the great day that you had. So mm-hmm. Let's talk about gratitude.
Oh, gratitude is so important and it's personal. A positive emotion that involves noticing and being thankful for something good that has an impact on you. Mm-hmm. Like you changing your attitude, you were grateful for the fact that you could change your attitude. It's a good thing. And it's also taking time to notice the things that you often take for granted, like the beauty of nature or the warm feeling of a loving hug or having a nice place to live and food and water and friends and family, all those things. All of that impacts you and how your life unfolds. If you notice and are grateful for it, that makes all the difference.
It does. It's interesting how you can bring out feelings that you might experience in other situations where something that you're grateful for hits you unexpectedly. Like mm-hmm. You feel feelings of warmth and joy and positive mental and health benefits to seeing loved ones or being surprised by somebody that you care about. Those things that happen unexpectedly, you can mm-hmm. also bring those feelings about by choosing to focus on things that you're grateful for. And that's one of the reasons that I really like the idea of saying grace at dinner, regardless mm-hmm. of what religion you may believe in or be a part of.
Right.
I just like the act of sitting down with people that you love and care about and making a concerted effort to focus on all the goodness in your life, including mm-hmm. those people. I think that is such a beautiful and powerful way to bring this really important emotion into your world.
Absolutely. If you live life with an attitude of gratitude, you will have a wonderful, beautiful life. Mm-hmm. And there again, it's a choice because there are always things that are positively impacting you that you can be grateful for, even if it's just the feeling of the sun on your face or the rain that's helping the grass and plants grow. And whatever it is, there are always things to be grateful for if you choose to.
And we talk about this a lot, that your life is going to be made up of good things and bad things. I don't like putting labels on them, but there mm-hmm. are things that you're going to be pleased are in your world. And there are things that you're not going to be so pleased are in your world. And that is just existence.
Right.
So whatever you decide to focus on is what's going to affect your mental and physical health. And so why not focus on the good ones?
Yes. When you focus on gratitude, it is healthy for your body.
Mm-hmm. And your mind.
And it relieves your stress and it makes everything good so that your body can relax and be healthier.
I have a fun little gratitude story.
Oh, yay. I love it.
This is silly, but it made a huge impact in my day.
We love silly.
We love silly. I've talked about my dogs a lot and yes. I love them to pieces. I'm not a terrifically good dog mom. I have not figured out how to train them well, which I know is lack of discipline on my part. You don't have to tell me, I'm fully aware. But anyway, one of them is still a puppy. She's a very big puppy. She's probably 90 pounds. And so she and the other dog make a lot of noise. She's also very vocal. So she talks all the time. And that is sometimes very fun. But more often than not, it is incredibly aggravating. And the fact that she can't sleep in past 7:30 without making a ton of noise is sometimes really hard for my husband and I, who are very much night people and like to sleep in the morning.
Right.
So the other day I was having one of those. He was already at work. I was trying to get ready to go to my job and she would not stop talking. And by talking, I mean whining because she wanted my attention, but I needed to get ready for work. And so I put them outside and hopped in the bathtub and just sunk down under the water to wash my hair. When I went underwater, my bathtub wall backs up to our laundry room. So the washer is directly on the other side of the bathroom wall and the washer was running, which as you know, creates a very nice kind of low level white noise hum.
Right.
And from under the water, it was such a cool, vibrational, all-encompassing, pleasing sound that drowned out the dog.
Oh my goodness.
And in that moment, I was hit by more gratitude than I should have had at such a minor piece of my day. But to just lay there in the hot water with my ears underwater, listening to the hum of the washer and not hearing the dog whine was such a blessed and much needed moment of relief that gratitude carried me through a good half of the day. It was such a beautiful moment.
Isn't that wonderful?
And nothing I would have expected.
I mean, that is so fun and so beautiful. And a great example of finding the things to be grateful for in the little tiny everyday things that you're not even expecting to find are wonderful, but they just are.
I would challenge you when you're noticing these moments to pay attention to what your body does, because before my brain registered how pleased I was to have that little brief reprieve,
right,
every muscle in my body relaxed.
Yes.
And
yes.
I exhaled and it was like, oh, I needed this break and hallelujah that I got it.
Yes.
So cool.
And you identified it and appreciated it. And it was very grateful to have that happen at that point. So your day was wonderful.
Absolutely.
What a great, fun little story. I like that. It's such an example of how we're surrounded by things to be grateful for.
And what an easy moment to miss.
Yeah, you could just wash your hair and gotten out.
So what's happening right now is another piece of the puzzle, which is appreciation. I told you this cool story about something that affected me in a gratitude sense, and you are appreciating my story.
Yes, exactly. And the difference between appreciation and gratitude is that when you appreciate something, it can be like Shannon's story. She appreciated the warm water and the vibration of the washer and all that stuff, and she was grateful for it too. Appreciation can also be for things that are not personal. Mm-hmm. Shannon and I are both boot people. We really enjoy wearing boots in the winter because they keep our feet warm and there are some stylish boots out there. And if we see somebody walking around out of the grocery store who has dynamite boots on, I will always say, those are great boots. I really love those. And I keep walking and the other woman keeps walking, but they'll always go, oh, thank you. I love them too. And we just shared a moment of appreciation for the boots and for each other and for our great taste in clothes and all of that. Appreciation is the expression of admiration or approval or gratitude of the qualities of something or someone, and including yourself. Here again, you have to be grateful and appreciative of who you are and what you do right.
Yes, it's very important, especially in a workplace situation. Letting people know they're appreciated and feeling appreciated plays hugely into workplace happiness.
I think we've talked about this before, that they've done studies. People work for money because they need money to pay their rent and all that stuff. But what they really work for, and they will take a lower paying job to get, is appreciation and feeling an important part of the team. If you can appreciate somebody for who they are or for something they've done, that can change a day. That can change a life. Makes a world of difference.
Yeah, it boosts spirits. It reinforces purpose. It helps provide energy and motivation for people to work harder and push to the next level. And people who feel appreciated tend to have a more positive attitude and show greater levels of motivation. People will follow you if you appreciate them.
Yes. And there again, you can also appreciate all the things that you're grateful for. Attitude and gratitude and appreciation all really go together. Together, they're very powerful. And it can also help your physical self when you appreciate. It can increase your wellness and help you sleep better and increase your metabolism and lessen your stress?
Yeah, I think it's worthwhile to take some time to appreciate things about yourself. This can be hard. The challenge of answering the question in the job interview, which is, what are your strengths? That's sometimes hard for us to respond to because it's not easy to look at yourself and recognize where you're good and maybe where you're lacking. Because what Right. comes naturally is what comes naturally. And it's really hard to gauge, is this exceptional or is this ordinary? Like, I very much appreciate about myself that I'm a hard worker. If something needs to be done, I'll buckle down and do it. If it's dirty and gross and requires a whole lot of blood, sweat, and tears, I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
And that's not something that I chose. It's just a part of my personality. And I appreciate that about myself. I'm not supremely grateful for it. I mean, I suppose I could be, but it's just a thing that I'm able to kind of look at from a distance and say, I'm really glad that I have that trait.
You have that trait because you choose to utilize it.
I guess it comes easy to me. I suppose Right. if it didn't come easily to me, I could still choose it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I am grateful that it's not hard for me to do that.
Right. And that goes back to attitude, where you were raised to be a reliable, responsible person. And that's an attitude that you got when you were little and chose to keep. So you continue to use it. It's helped you create the amazing woman that's you, but also helps you be a person that you are proud of and you appreciate yourself. And that's fabulous.
So if that is a bit of a challenge for some of us, what are some questions we can ask to kind of get started down that path?
As we said, appreciating yourself is hugely important. So you can ask yourself, what do you feel about appreciating and valuing yourself? Do you come from a family that said, oh, you know, you're just going to be arrogant and selfish if you walk around thinking you're great, you're just annoying to everybody? If you come from that kind of place, your attitude about appreciating yourself may not be real strong. You have to be able to acknowledge and value the good within yourself and ask yourself, what do I like about myself? It's okay for me to like something. Am I a good person? Am I loving? Am I kind? Am I good with dogs? Am I a smart learner? Look at whether you came from a family that appreciated or criticized you, because you may have those attitudes still playing in your mind. And if they're positive, if they appreciated you, fabulous. Run with it. But if they're not, look at it and give yourself permission to change it.
This can be scary, but being able to be honest with yourself is the first step to becoming who you want to be. We all have darkness and light in us. So being able to acknowledge characteristics about yourself that you prefer weren't there is necessary in order for you to be able to work on them. If you are really afraid of asking these questions, maybe visit our episode on the shadow and start getting okay with the part of you that is not kind and judgmental and maybe jealous, you know, all those things that we all experience. And then befriend that part of you, love it unconditionally, and things will start to shift.
Absolutely. Just a quick refresher. The shadow is everything you like to think you're not. It's a concept from the turn of the century created by Carl Jung, who was a psychologist in those days. He said that to be complete, have two sides. We have the loving, wonderful, kind, smart, brilliant, charming person that we like to choose to believe we are. But we also have the grumpy, angry, fearful,
selfish,
absolutely selfish other side. Many people spend their entire life running from their shadow. And when you do that, you can't be a whole person. So identifying and paying attention to the fact that it exists and then working with it is the way to get past it and then live the more positive, happy side of who you are. Like Shannon said, check out the episode on the shadow and learn more. But it's okay to have a shadow.
Right. And then if you want to kind of boost those parts of yourself that you do like, start appreciating other people.
Right.
It sounds counterintuitive, but it works. So make it a priority to notice what others are doing right. Start by thinking about what positive qualities, behaviors, or contributions they're making that you currently take for granted. And then ask yourself, what is it about this person that makes them unique? And then show it.
Exactly. There are several ways to show appreciation. Let's say at work, you can tell a colleague, you did a great job. And they'll go, oh, thanks. Cool. Appreciation. That's nice. But if you want to be more effective, you are more specific. You say, it was great when you stepped up like that because you made sure the project was finished on time. And then they'll go, oh, wow, because you've just identified some qualities about them that you appreciate, as well as the fact they did a good job. Or if you want to be really appreciative and do it well and specific, you say, Mary, you are amazing. You saw that Joe needed support and backed him up so the project could be finished on time. It's wonderful to know we can count on you to be there, and I'm so glad you're on our team. And with that, you have not only appreciated the fact she did a good job, explained a bit about what she did and what you saw, but also made it a personal quality that we can count on you, and that's wonderful, and we're so glad you're here. Effectively appreciating other people, if you are specific and let the person know how they're positively impacting you, can make a huge difference in their life.
Yes, and another way of thinking about this is how to give the best possible compliment.
Yes.
And who doesn't like to receive compliments?
Yes.
So let's wrap it up.
Absolutely. Your attitudes are a settled way of thinking and reflect your thoughts and beliefs about someone or something, including yourself, and they can affect how you feel and can influence your behavior. Your attitudes can be explicit, which means you're aware of them, or implicit, which means they're the ones that you're not aware of but act on anyway. Gratitude is personal, and it's when you are thankful for something or someone that has a positive impact on you. Appreciation can be directed towards yourself or others, or things, actually, and is the expression of admiration, approval, gratitude, and the recognition and enjoyment of the good qualities of someone or something. It's very important to be able to appreciate yourself and acknowledge the good that exists within you. And when you do this, you will increase your self-esteem and empower your life and find the joy. And when you appreciate others, it's important to be positive and specific. When you appreciate them, they will have a more positive attitude and feel valued and respected and part of the group or team. Receiving appreciation can increase your wellness, cause better sleep habits, increase metabolism and lessen stress. And when you have a positive attitude, feel gratitude, and express appreciation, you will find the joy and have a beautiful life.
I am so appreciative and grateful for you.
And I am for you, Shan, and also for our listeners.
It's a fun thing we're all doing together here.
It is wonderful that you all are taking this personal power journey with us. We are very grateful and hugely appreciative of every one of you. So thank you for being with us.
We want to hear from you as well. We want to hear your stories about how self-esteem and personal power affect your life. Or if there are any topics you'd like us to address in future episodes, please send those ideas to us. And we would love for you to review our podcast, and you can do so wherever you stream. Or if you just want to share your thoughts about our podcast directly, visit yourpersonalpowerpod.com, click contact, and drop us an email. We also want to let you know we are now on Instagram, where you can find us at yourpersonalpowerpod. And if you want to learn how coaching can change your life, contact Sandy at sandy@insidejobscoach.com. Thank you so much for listening. We look forward to hearing from you. And until next time, find your power and change your life.